Hey guys, on this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm meeting with someone who is an oldie but goodie friend of mine, and I'm so excited because we get to reconnect, and it's been a while because, as you know, business gets crazy. But first things first, we're gonna cue that intro.
Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for joining me today. Today, I have an old friend of mine. This is so exciting because Jacqueline Malone is a coach, speaker, and host of the Go-To Gal podcast. She works with entrepreneurs to help them package their expertise into, ready for it, irresistible offers. She's been featured in Entrepreneur, Reader's Digest, Parents, Well and Good, and she's been on dozens of podcasts and radio appearances. She helps authors, speakers, coaches, consultants, and service providers build profitable personal brands, which you guys know I'm obviously passionate about. And any other time, you can find her dancing in her living room with her hubby, hanging out with her two little ones, and pup Louie, trying not to trip over the sea of naked Barbies. That's like the best thing I've ever heard in my life. And Legos, which makes me just come to life hearing that. Jacqueline, it's so good to connect with you.
Yay. Oh, so excited to connect with you again too. And yes, that is my life. I'm just surrounded by Legos and naked Barbies.
That is like the best thing I've ever heard. Because isn't that so true? I thought parenting was going to be at least a little more glamorous.
No, not at all.
Amazing. So one of the things that you and I talked about a little bit is irresistible offers. And I've personally become very kind of obsessed with that idea. What is an irresistible offer? What does it look like? Like, how do you create an irresistible offer? First and foremost, Jacqueline, can you share with us a little bit about what that looks like?
Sure. I think the simplest way to describe it is something that's irresistible to your ideal client is a solution to their problem. It's really that simple. And starting with, which is a little bit contrary to what a lot of people are in what our industries say, but starting with your expertise, right? Like, how can you help people? A lot of times you can build a business by focusing on who you want to help first. But when we're talking to experts, right, it's like your expertise is your expertise. Let's start there and think about who you can help with that expertise.
Ooh, okay. So how did you identify that as like the first step?
Oh, probably by doing it wrong a lot of times.
Oh, I love the honesty. Thank you.
No, honestly though, that is what happened to me is I started a business by building an audience and really listening to them and figuring out what they wanted and then creating products for them. And what I realized a year into it was that they wanted stuff for me that I just wasn't like the best person for, right? Like I just kept asking them what they wanted and it turned into a lot of like time management stuff and things that are just not my zone of genius, right? And I'm like, no, like I feel like I built this brand and they don't really know what I can help them with the most, right? And people on the outside looking in weren't really sure what I was the expert for either. And that's when I debranded and really became a personal brand, right? Which I already was a personal brand, but I got rid of this brand that I was kind of hiding behind and really kind of led with my own expertise and started helping other people like own their own expertise too. So yeah, by doing it the wrong way, it led me to do it the right way. And not that that other way doesn't work for some people, but a lot of us that don't have a big audience, right? Don't have those people to just like send a survey to or ask what they want all the time. So I see so many people getting stuck with that. And then myself having, you know, I did build a pretty big audience, but they kind of led me somewhere I didn't want to be.
Interesting. I love that you went on that journey yourself first and foremost. Can you share with me what kind of like, let's talk about like the highs and the wins of you doing it the right way. What does that look like for you and your business?
Well, one, it makes opportunities. I feel like they just fall on my lap now, which it's funny. At first, I almost didn't give credit to it because it just seemed to happen randomly. And then over the course of time, I'm like, wow, there's something to that. People just reach out and ask me to be on their podcast or be interviewed for different media outlets or speaking opportunities and all of these things. Clients just coming into DMs or Facebook Messenger or applying through my site. All these things just kind of happen. Where before I felt like I was like pushing and trying to like yell into this megaphone, like, is anyone looking, right? Like, can anyone pay attention to me? But when you lead with your expertise and really show people how you can help solve their problems, it kind of flips that dynamic and they come to you. That's probably the best way I can visualize it.
I love that so, so much. So you say that opportunities now fall into your lap, which is something I think so many people strive for. It's something that we all want. It's something like we all dream about it. Okay, let's be real. What are some of those first steps towards packaging your expertise into an irresistible offer?
Absolutely. All right, let's go down step by step here because this is so actionable and anyone who's listening can absolutely do this. So I say this first, start out with the problem. What are the people you want to help? What is the people that need your expertise? What are they struggling with? What is going on for them? What are they experiencing in their day-to-day life or business that is just as hard, as heavy, as keeping them up at night? Like, what is that big headache? So start there, get really clear on it, and really dive deep here. Like, think about the emotions they're going through. What are their thoughts? What are their beliefs? What does their day-to-day actual experience look like? And get very clear there. And that's where starting with market research, with actually talking to people, or better yet, if you're doing one-on-one work and getting paid to have market research, a lot of times if you're doing done for you or one-on-one coaching, you already know you can help people. And the things that your clients tell you, like, that is gold. Like, you are getting paid for that market research.
That's a brilliant way to think about it. You're getting paid for market research. Oh my gosh, I love that. And that relates so closely to where like my business has been heading for a while. We got paid for market research for a long time. And now it's like, okay, it's time to move into that next phase. Can you share with me some of like the benefits you've seen, I guess in terms of like time and money and what that looks like? Obviously it's not just about money. It's a lot about time, but can you share with us kind of what it's looked like for you and your business?
Absolutely. And I want to keep going through those steps too. But when you're able to go through and have this, one, it allows you to package an offer that is scalable. And scalable doesn't just mean a course or a membership, right? But it could be a group program, or it could even be a productized service. Some people like doing done for you, and there's a way to scale that, right? So for me in my business, it has allowed me to shift away from doing mostly one-on-one and have more scalable offers. And with that, be able to make more money without, you know, working as many hours. I have 26 hours of childcare a week. Now, I likely work a little bit more than that because I get creative and such, but I really rely on my team to help with the rest, but have able to build a business that doesn't require me to work like the 80-hour hustle, you know?
Yes. Oh my gosh. And now I'm somebody that does like to work a lot. So
I've always admired that with you.
I appreciate that you admire it. It makes sense for some people, but it doesn't make sense for a lot of people. And I'm just very comfortable with the fact that for me, if I'm working less than 60 hours, I don't feel like, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, what day is it? I don't understand what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I really enjoy working. But I also think that what can be taken from what you're sharing applies to me as well, because that means that, let's say, 26 hours worth of my work could be worth really 50 to 80 hours. So suddenly it's getting more done in a more efficient manner, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So once you figure out the problem, then you want to focus on the solution, right? So very, you know, cut and dry here. What are the actual features? What is it that you're actually offering, what you're going to do in this offer? But then take that a step further. A lot of people struggle with like, well, what's the difference between features and benefits? And the best way I can describe this is think of your features as what you're doing, and then go through each one of those and answer why. And that's your benefit, right? Like, why do you have, you know, a call with everyone in your membership, right? Why? Because they're able to get that insight from you directly on their business, that one-on-one support that makes the more general information more specific to them, right? That's the benefit. The what is the call. So once you go through and figure out everything you're going to include, ask why, and that's going to give you your benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And then next, and this is the big one here that that most people probably skip. And this is, why are you, as I like to say, the go-to gal, but why are you the authority for this, right? Like, why you? Why are they going to buy this from you and not from someone else? And this is not just answering a question, but this is also like, how are you just in your social media, in your brand? It's really just everything about your messaging, your positioning, like how you're talking in the world, right? Of just establishing yourself as that authority. So answering that question of like, okay, what is it about your background? What skill sets do you have? What are your strengths? What's, you know, your unique selling proposition, if you will, and getting clear on that, but just also communicating that to them so they understand that probably before they get to your actual sales page, right?
Oh, that's brilliant. And so they're already at a place where they're like, yes, yes, yes. Tell me all the things. Let me throw my money at you. They're so excited because you're not selling something or convincing them of something. You're meeting needs, right?
Exactly. And with this one, you know, I always include something like this on a sales page, but you know, this is a good little side note I'll add here is that I got an email from someone last week that someone had tagged me in a Facebook group. And so it was a referral, quote unquote, right? But it wasn't really a strong referral and was talking about working together. And I'm like, you know what? If I get on a phone call with this woman, right, I'm going to be trying to sell her on me. And if I'm trying to sell her on me, that's not in the best interest of me or her, right? By the time I get on a call with someone, she should already be sold on me, right? It's just like, okay, you're the person I want to work with. Now, what's the best way for us to work together? And so I didn't offer to get on a call with her. I sent her a bunch of free resources to go check out. And if it makes sense and she still wants to work together, great, come on back. But I think it's important for us to think like that. We have to establish that type of trust before we're even having a sales conversation.
Oh my gosh, that is so, so, so good. So somebody listening to this might be like, I need to know how to do this. Please tell me how to do this. Where can people learn more about creating an irresistible offer? Tell me a little bit about where people can learn more about you and hear from you about this.
Sure. Okay. Well, if they want the full freebie where they could literally just fill in the blanks step by step, you can go to jacquelinemalone.com/offer and download it for free there. And then I love to connect with one of my podcast, Go To Gal. We talk all about these things every single week on Mondays and Thursdays. So go listen over there and then DM me on Instagram, Jacqueline_Malone.
Beautiful, beautiful. And we will link to that in the show notes, of course. Jacqueline, thank you so much for joining me today, because I know that people are going to literally say, oh my gosh, I know exactly what my next step is. And that is, of course, going and grabbing that, filling in the blanks. I'm so excited for people to have that resource. Anything else that you want to share with my listeners?
Oh, just really to take that time to work on your mindset as much as you're working on the strategies. I could give you the best strategy in the world, but if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe you're that go-to gal, that go-to authority, it's not going to work, right? So make sure to spend some time working on your beliefs and how you think about yourself as much as you're pouring into the strategies and execution.
This is so beautiful. Well, you guys, you heard it here from Jacqueline Malone. And Jacqueline, thank you for joining. This has been so much fun.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
All right, everyone. We will catch you on the next episode of Social Media Secrets. And be sure you click in the link in our show notes so that you can grab access to all the goodness that Jacqueline has stored up and curated for you. Thank you, Jacqueline. We'll catch you guys later.
This episode of Social Media Secrets was brought to you by Social Media United, the leading online university for social media managers to learn how to gain clients, gain freedom, and gain an entire community of people who have their back. To claim your $1 trial for 7 days, go to www.smutrial.com. You won't regret it. I can't wait to see you inside.